Philip Zampa, Pierre, to the search and curated is data's 12-9, correction, 12-8-2025. Dictation is for Latonya Wilrich. Wilrich spells W-I-L-L-R-I-C-H. Latonya spells L-A-T-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 09-17-1969. 56-year-old young lady here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. Says she has been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, increased with swallowing, period. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nasal congestion, green nasal discharge. Next line, she reports pressure-like pain behind her eyes and in her maxillary sinus region. She stated this has been going on just about 10 or more days. And has not been responding well to over-the-counter medication, period. Next line, patient report cough, says cough is rattling. It says she sometimes experiences some discomfort with deep breaths with her cough. She denies bloody sputum with a cough. She denies travel history. She denies weight loss or night sweats, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 125 over 83. Pulse 83. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous and edematous tonsils, uvula and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates present, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. She has tender anterior cervical nodes bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. A respiratory poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph. Same paragraph. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Face. No edema. No erythema. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Undistended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, abrasions, lacerations, macula, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neural alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis, number 2 is nasal congestion, number 3 is sinusitis, number 4 is sinus headache, number 5 is acute cough, number 6 is acute bronchitis, number 7 is sore throat, number 8 is acute cervical lymphadenopathy, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in the clinic today. Influenza, next line, strep, next line, COVID, next line, these tests were all negative, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic, patient received the following medication, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, rocephin 1 gram IM, nebulizer, consists of atropine and albuterol times 1. She was observed in the clinic approximately 20 minutes, for 20 minutes after these interventions. She reports improvement. She reports no side effects from the medication. She's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was discharged with the following medication. Prednisone 20 milligrams 1 PO QAM for 5 days. Number 5, next medication. Fluticasone nasal spray 50 micrograms. 2 actuation each nostrils daily 4 or 5 days. Next medication, Zithromax 250 milligrams 2 PO now 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Diflucan 150 milligrams 1 PO daily times 1 day. Open parenthesis, this is for prior to having events, she develops a yeast infection. She indicated that she gets yeast infections easily when she takes antibiotics. She was encouraged to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if you're closed. End of dictation.